Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
What does it take to turn a passion into a profession, to transform backyard stunts into a global phenomenon? Today, we're diving into a story of a man who did just that. Welcome to Live Better, brought to you by the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the show where we explore the journeys of individuals who push past boundaries, defy expectations, and inspire us all to elevate our lives. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. Today, we have a guest whose story is a testament to creativity, perseverance, and the power of genuine connection. Meet Corey Funk, a professional SMX rider, a YouTube sensation, and social media powerhouse. Corey began his journey in 2005, diving into the amateur scooter circuit. Following in the footsteps of his brother, Capron, his dedication and skill quickly propelled him to the top, and in 2015, he was crowned the number one competitor in the ISA USA National Championship. The following year, Corey and Capron clinched first place at the Nitro World Games, solidifying their status in the extreme sports world. But Corey's ambition didn't just stop there. Alongside his brother and cousin, Tyler, he co-founded the YouTube channel Funk Bros. What started as a platform to showcase their scootering skills evolved into a hub of extreme stunts, creative builds, and adventurous challenges. Today, the channel boasts over 6.7 million subscribers, with some of their most popular videos featuring innovative backyard projects they've aptly named the Funkyard. On Instagram, Corey has amassed over 1 million followers, sharing glimpses into his life as an athlete, a driver, and content creator. His authenticity and relentless drive has endeared him to his fans worldwide, making him a standout figure in both the digital and extreme sports arenas. So in today's episode, we're going to explore the journey from amateur rider to professional champion, the evolution of Funk Bros brand and its impact on YouTube landscape, insights into building a genuine connection with a global audience. So whether you're an inspiring content creator, an extreme sports enthusiast, or someone looking for inspiration to pursue your passions, this conversation with Corey Funk promises to deliver valuable insights and motivation. So let's dive into it on Live Better. We'll be talking to Corey Funk right after this.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My apologies a second ago. My mic kind of messed up, so if it sounded like I was talking through a toaster underwater, it's a lot better now, hopefully, and you can comprehend what I'm saying. But without further ado, Corey Funk is joining me today. I watched Corey Funk probably, man, like 7 years ago, 6 years ago. I don't mean to make you sound old, Corey, but he was up there with Tanner Brongart, Tanner Fox, if you know who they are. I'm really just in that niche. When those guys were really big. So it really is an honor to have Corey on here and to kind of be talking to someone that I didn't really ever think I'd be connected with. So thank you, Tucker Byrne, my brother, for making this connection. And hopefully we can have a great show today and kind of provide the audience with a lot of good mindset and share your experiences with YouTube and extreme sports. So Corey, how are you doing? I know you're in California with your family, so I appreciate you taking time out of your day to come on here.
Yeah, no, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to kind of kick it off, and maybe I can just share about myself a little bit more so the audience kind of understands a little bit who I am and kind of why you brought me on here today and, you know, how I can kind of add value to some of the viewers that might be listening. I've been an athlete for about 18 years. My parents have also both been sober for about 30 years, and my mom owns a sobriety shop. So a lot of everything that I know now today it's from the experience that they learned in their life and how they got better to be who they are. And then also on top of it, by me being an athlete, I've also learned how to just train myself and my body, my mind to be in the best state to be able to perform at my best. I've even traveled around the world with an action sports show called Nitro Circus. And me and my brother built a YouTube channel called Funk Brothers that got all the way up to like 6.8 million subscribers. And you know, that's just kind of like a little bit about me and what I've been doing and like kind of how I kind of got to where I'm at today, which I would say just a happy, healthy human, living life and enjoying, everything that I'm doing.
So I'm curious, you just said you amassed 6.8 million subscribers on YouTube. Can you walk us through that journey and what led you to where you are today with the social media presence that you have?
Yeah, I kind of was just doing what I loved. Me and my brother just go to the skate park doing what we've always done, just filming, practicing, having fun, just being kids. And sooner or later, we kind of realized that there was an audience there. And our friend Tanner Fox was actually doing YouTube at the time. And we saw that there was an opportunity there to kind of create more content within like a blog-like direction for what we were doing. And we just started implementing a lot of what we did on a daily basis in our vlogs. And then on top of that, we started even doing more things that had to do with what would the general public enjoy. So we started, like, accidentally filled a trampoline full of packing peanuts, and because that went viral, it kind of gave us an idea of, oh, wow, you know, really odd, shocking things like this are interesting. And we just kept going down the rabbit hole of more and more ideas that could be, you know, viral, I would say, or just kind of shocking for people. And that's kind of what led us to where I'm at today.
What was kind of the point where you kind of hit that status on YouTube where it was like, okay, this is our thing now. We're going to take this to the next level.
I would say, like, almost immediately, because for us, like, right when we started getting on YouTube, all we were doing is we were already doing, like, what we loved doing. We were getting paid for riding scooters, traveling the world from our sponsors, and it wasn't much, but it was enough for us to kind of, like, just do the bare minimum of what we were doing. We'd spend gas money to get to the skate park, we'd eat, and then we would just go home. So that's all we would do. So us just filming what we were doing, it just kind of was enough. So that's why it just kind of, we knew that this is what we're going to do right when we started, because it just earned us enough to make the living.
So was it something that kind of, like, overtook your guys' life? Did you have to put all the extreme sports on the back burner while doing, I mean, I know you're still doing the extreme sports and filming it, but was that something you kind of had to put on the back burner and take YouTube more serious with?
I wouldn't say put it on the back burner. It just kind of made it more of, I don't have to put my body through the intense physical strain that it put on me, and I can kind of just start doing some things that are more fun and thrilling for me instead of something that could hurt me, because years and years of being an athlete from the level that I was at can put a lot of strain on myself. So for leisure, I will go to the skate park and have some fun, but I'm not trying to throw double backflips with, you know, double with tail whips in it and everything. You know, I'm trying to be a little bit more chill, but even though my chill side is still crazy, it's kind of what I started to lean towards.
Yeah, I know a few people in extreme sports, and they've seriously suffered some crazy injuries that you probably wouldn't see in other sports. But with your YouTube success, Instagram success, and I guess you could just say overall, you know, life success, kind of knowing you, what's a fundamental principle that you live by that most people might overlook?
So when you mean by, like, fundamental principle of, like, what I live by, are you asking, like break that down exactly what you're asking?
Yeah, like, a lot of these big, successful, you know, I guess millionaires or people who are, you know, big on YouTube, big in the social media presence, they usually always say, you know, when they're doing an interview, this one thing took me from here to here. This one mindset took me from here to here. This one tip that I did kind of really transformed where I was at then to where I'm at now.
Yeah.
Do you have anything kind of like that?
Yeah, mine is just doing what you love and believing in yourself. Like, it's just simply that. So if you, like, focus on what you love and you believe in that, in yourself, to be able to do that better than anybody else would do it, or at least the best to your ability of how you would do it. Like, say, I'm an artist. You can't be the best artist in the world when there's all different types of artists, right? There's different ways to do something, so you can just do it the best that you can do it in the way that you do it. So believe in yourself and doing what you love.
So what you're saying basically is conquer your niche. Find a niche and, you know, be the best at that.
Yeah, if your niche is, like, let's just kind of keep with the painting metaphor. Yeah, just stay doing that. Do research, listen to, you know, other artists, listen to, you know, history. Just get as much as you can within that, you know, niche and build on that. Build yourself to be exactly what you want to be, what you've always wanted to be, what you've always dreamt to be. Another thing, too, that I kind of didn't know that I did this a lot, but I always plan my life from the end of it to where I'm at now. So I always look from the perspective of, you know, I don't want to look from me being 80 years old and be like, man, I wish I tried to do this. I'm always going to do the things that I want to do. and I'm never going to live with regret. So I'm always planning from like the end of my life to now, from where, how do I want to live it? So that's another thing is like, and I know if I've always done what I love, it's, I'm never going to live with a regret.
I like that. I like that. And what, do you have any words of wisdom for people who don't really know what they want to do yet? I mean, you mentioned do what you love, but there's a lot of people out there who don't really know what they love yet. You know, people who just go to their jobs and kind of just mindlessly walk through it, walk through life, you know, let life pass them by and just kind of go with the flow. I mean, how does someone avoid that? How do you kind of get out of that rut? How do you find what truly motivates you and puts you, you know, forward?
Yeah, for me, I can say as much as I'd want to say, but honestly, I'm not in that position. I've never been in that position before. So really, the biggest thing that I would say is coming from someone that listens to a lot of Tony Robbins and what he talks about and preaches, he says that there's a lot of things that people have called like patterns. And so if people can break those patterns in their lives where they're doing the same old thing and they don't like it and they start to switch it up, I think that's going to be the first thing that's going to break them out of the same old rhythm. And then for them to find what they want, that's just them going out and trying what they want and knowing what they don't like. Like, I think they can break it down really simply and just being like, do I like to move my body? No. Do I like to train my mind? Yes. Okay. There might be books. And it might be something with your hands, or it might be something, you know, with a camera. But it's definitely not running and jogging or zip lining or whatever it may be, right? So just kind of breaking it down and trying new things within what do you just generally enjoy doing. You can just ask yourself, what do you enjoy doing for fun? Okay, well, that can be a job. Literally, there's anything and everything in the entire world that's a job, and I can name all of them right now. Like, you can be a job. There's a job for picking up dog poop. Like, someone started that company that's going for now and now made a job out of that. So it's like, I even have friends that made a job out of driving sports cars for like companies. And I'm like, bro, if you like love driving exotic cars, you know, there's companies out there that have to have people that need to test them. And the people that are testing them now aren't going to be there for much longer. So someone's going to have to replace them eventually. So, I mean, there's a job for everyone.
I totally agree with that, and I can second that. I definitely wouldn't have the job that I'm doing right now 100 years ago. Especially, you know, anything that you fall in love with and passionate with, you can really do on social media. You can bring that love to social media and connect with a bunch of other people and build a following through it. And boom, that's your niche. That's who you're going to be, and that's what you can do to motivate other people. But we're talking to Corey here. We're up against the break. We'll be back right after this with Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning into Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking to Corey Funk here, 1.2 million on Instagram, 6.8 million on YouTube. Super excited to have him on for the last – here's this with the two segments coming up. Corey, you're a big Tony Robinson's guy, and he talks about state. How do you manage your state in high-pressure situations? You know, I don't know if you are a master at controlling, you know, stress now, stress is in everybody's lives. It overtakes people. How do you get through those stress moments, and how do you kind of push past that?
Yeah, so let me explain kind of what a state is for people that might not understand what it is. Basically, state is basically like where you're at right now. Like, are you mad? Are you happy? Like, how do you feel? And so the one thing that I believe everybody wants to feel is happy. Never, no one wants to really be sad. So the question that you're asking me is, how do I keep myself in a good state of mind? And I would say one of the best things that I kind of done to stay in a good state is always be moving or doing the things that I love. And that's kind of why I preach to do what I love, because it's always hard to be in a bad mood when you're always kind of doing the things you always want to do. So that's kind of what I've done, is just be focusing on the things that I want to be doing and how can I get where I want to be going, instead of focusing on the things of where I'm at now and why I don't want to be here. You know, that's what I call drama, and I don't really like to relate to drama. I like to just relate to the things that I want and I want to go for, and I want to build my life to be and where I want to be at. So that's hopefully a good way to explain how I keep my state. Did that explain it for you pretty well?
Yeah, no, that works perfect. And to keep on the state conversation here, I know that you said your parents have been sober for 30 years and have a shop for it. Is that correct?
Yes, my mom has a sobriety shop. She's been sober for a long time, and she sells basically like gifts and whatnot. It's called the Latest Thing, and she has some other shops that sell coins and things, gifts for people that have reached their sobriety dates.
So with talking about state and keeping that in mind, a lot of people try to fill the voids in the moment of life when they're kind of sad, stressed with either drugs, alcohol, something to kind of have to take them out of that, rather than kind of dealing it with in their head and learning how to get through those situations. With being sober your whole life and seeing your parents be sober and whatnot, how has that kind of, switched your perspective on, or developed your perspective on kind of getting through those battles in your head and moving forward with them?
I guess the best way to explain is that, like, you just simply have to deal with it and just learn from it. Like, every lesson that happens is something you learn from. When you scrape your knee on the ground, you know that the ground hurts. When you touch a hot pot, you go, well, I'm not going to touch that anymore. Or a hot stove, you know not to touch those because you learned from it. and all these things that people want to use drugs for are only making it harder for them to learn these lessons that they have. Life only gets harder for you to get stronger. You keep weakening yourself by giving you the things that aren't good for you. That's like, it's simple, like breaks down to like the simplest things. It's like drinking soda and having cheeseburgers when like maybe you might have a weight problem. It's like, it's just so simple to kind of just connect the dots on like, you're just only working against yourself. So how do you want to live a happy and fruitful life? And you just work on yourself and be where you want to be. And you only think of where you want to be every day. So that's why I never focus on where I'm at now and where I don't want to be, which I do if I need to, right? If I am sitting in the crap, I'm going to look at where I'm at and be like, I want to work to get out of here. So that's kind of the point of view that I take with that.
Yeah, and to add to that, I think a lot of people make situations in their life harder than it needs to be. You know, you can really track a lot of things in your life back to most times one issue. And they're usually pretty simple issues to solve. It's just people don't want to take that next step to, you know, get rid of that thing that's holding them back. And you can take that example to literally anything, relationships, you know, overweight, being stuck at a job, stuff like that. So move on from that and kind of keep talking about mindset. How do you condition your mind? How do you condition your mind daily to stay in peak performance, you know, as much as you can?
So I'd say I struggle with this daily. Something that Tony does, it's called priming. He has that. It's on YouTube. I've been doing it every once in a while, but I've been falling off of it because I've been kind of going through life like everyone else does, and I forget to do the consistency of that. And as of right now, I'm not a perfect human being. There's a lot of things that I can say that I'm proud that I've done. And I feel like having on this call has made me reflect a lot, and I really appreciate it. I think for me to be in a really good state, I'd say that this is something that I need to work on. Personally, right now, my battle is I'm not always in a peak state. So doing the priming from Tony Robbins is something that I say doing on a daily basis. It only takes 10 minutes to do it, and you just do like a small change within your body state, and you kind of you get yourself kind of pretty much energized, and then you give yourself three gifts, three ways to be grateful, and then three things that you want in your life, and imagine that you've already have them, and you've achieved them. And it's pretty much the most amazing exercise. If no one's ever done it, I think you've got to try it. It's literally 10 minutes. It's completely free. It's on YouTube. He even has it on his website, and I think it's, like, one of the coolest things in the world.
Yeah, I've noticed that doing breathing exercises, if I get anxious or stressed, or, you know, kind of bringing yourself back to the present moment also helps. A lot of people also don't realize how they're breathing on a day-to-day basis as well. A lot of people take a lot of short breaths, like, you know, like, I don't know, half a second in or 1 second in and then 1 second out. That puts your body in a state of anxiety and sometimes fight or flight mode. And a lot of people don't even realize they're in fight or flight mode. Tapping your foot and having like ADHD kind of like that also puts your body in fight or flight mode, not allowing you to focus and to, you know, comprehend things around you. So there's a lot of small things like that that you kind of have to pay attention to keep your body in check, that you kind of just bad habits that you developed over time. So I definitely agree with kind of, you know, grounding yourself and those strategies. I believe they work a lot. Is there any daily habits or routines that you swear by for keeping your mindset strong? Or that, you know, like for me, I have to wake up in the morning, drink my electrolytes, you know, get my water in, take a shower, stuff like that, kind of stuff that sets the day. Do you have any habits like that?
I mean, maybe I do and I can't see it clearly, but I mean, habits that I have that are automatic for me is I have been drinking soda and like, you know, probably like 6 months ago was like one cup, but like I haven't had it on like a normal day-to-day basis, and it's been like 8 years or something, or 6 years. So I'd say like just kind of the simple things of taking care of myself, either going to the gym, just looking at myself, who do I want to be, right? And as I'm growing older, I kind of keep looking at myself, well, instead of who do I want to be for myself, who do I want to be for my future kids that I have? So I look at myself, am I happy? Am I healthy? Am I the type of person that I would want them to be? Right? So something I work on a lot is not being frustrated all the time and not getting so mad and angry. Those are my triggers. I get triggered very easily, and I need to work on those, right? So that's something that I would say that I'm working on is, you know, my state. But, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't say I could think of something on the top of my head that I do it on a daily basis.
And you were just mentioning how that you're kind of taking care of yourself for, I guess, your future kids. Why is that a motivation of yours?
I guess it's a motivation of mine because it's like it's an external way to look at myself from how do I want to be, but like now instead of being it for me, I'm being it for everyone else, not even for my kids, but for other people. For like if I'm trying to be a role model for other people, you know, how would you look at them? I mean, everyone, like for instance, I myself looks up at Tony Robbins, and so do other people. So what does he do that makes us look at him like that? And why do we value someone like him or anybody else that you may value? Well, it's something that they do. So putting myself in a third person perspective, but well, what can that person do better? It kind of just makes me look at that in that way. And I'm not always doing this, not all the time, because I want to live without having to consistently work on myself. But it's been a nice point of view.
And I think that's a great thing to motivate you. A lot of people have a lot of bad things that motivate them, or things that will die off quick. You know, like the proving someone wrong mindset to, you know, get yourself to a certain goal of yours. Tony Robinson talks about that a lot. Is you know, having the right mindset towards bettering yourself and not trying to be I'm gonna prove this person wrong. But we're up against another break here. We're going into our final segment right after this with Corey Funk, and we'll be right back here in a second.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're here with our final segment here, sadly, but we're going to make a banger out of it. Corey Funk, I'm super blessed to have you on here. I'm sad that it's coming to an end, but I kind of want to touch up more on your YouTube career and walk through that a little bit more. But what's a fundamental principle that you use to push past low motivation and kind of develop new ideas? It's kind of a 2-in-1 question, but if you need me to rephrase that, I can.
Yeah, no, I think it should be fine. I guess the way that I come up with like new ideas, I kind of just will just hang out with my friends. I'll just be chatting with them and be focusing on like what sounds fun for all of us to do. What was the other question that you had?
How do you push through low motivation?
Okay. Yeah. So I would say the same thing. Like, yeah, being with my friends, anytime there's laughter, there's happy moments, good times, you know, it's always a good moment for something random to come up. Oh, I bet you can't do this. Oh, it'd be so funny if you could do this. You know, I'll bet $20 that I can do this better than you. And then something just happens where it's just probably one of the most organic moments where you and your friends start doing something funny and something really fun comes of it. And so that's kind of like how I get around like a little motivational moment. And even if I'm by myself, then I'll just kind of watch some videos of people doing some things that are really fun. Things that I find inspiring for myself and just try to build off of those, but in my own way, like how would I do it? How would I want to do it?
Do you have any extreme or crazy stories from your journeys? I've seen you travel around a lot. You did a, car drifting through Texas earlier in, what was it, December, I believe. Do you have any, you know, crazy stories that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think one of the craziest stories, is me and my brother, we built our own backyard in California. And when I mean backyard, I mean we built our own pond. And this was all currently in California. We built a high dive out of scaffolding. We built a water slide out of corrugated pipes. And this is stuff that you usually find in a construction site. And after some time of us building this backyard that we built, it got shut down. And this is because of code enforcement, and we can't do certain things with the land in California. So I moved to Texas, and that's kind of what brought me out there. But what's crazy is I went for it because I didn't want to look at the end of my life and be like, wow, I wish I went for this. You know, I don't ever think like that. So I bought my own property. I got 30 acres, and I started building some of the craziest things I've ever thought I could build in my life. I built a 12-foot-tall mega ramp that launches people like 60 feet up in the air, and it was powered by a literal car. That's how we got speed to get pulled up and off the ramp. I built a human catapult in my yard, and if people can't really get a visual of what a human catapult looks like, they can think of Evel Knievel or, I don't know, anybody else that has ever done something crazy with themselves. It literally launches humans out of it into our pond, and you get about 40 feet of clearance all the way up in the air, and 40 feet tall and far. It's pretty gnarly. We even built huge high dives up to like 55 feet. Just so much crazy stuff. And so, I mean, for me, I've been kind of just doing what I love, but also pushing the boundaries of what would people find crazy that we've done.
If somebody wanted to get into this lifestyle that you live, how do they even go about it? I mean, it's pretty unique.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, it starts simply free, like, even free video ideas. Like, I don't know, you could, like, ask celebrities to just, like, I don't know, like, be with a celebrity for a day, or like find very simple ideas that are absolutely free that only take like a small amount of time. Like asking a celebrity to control my life, and all you have to do is just be like, all right, get on one phone call and be like, all right, tell me what to do for the day or whatever. And like, and you ask them like five questions, and they kind of like set up your day or something. Like, there's ways for you to get into it for absolutely free, and you can film with your iPhone. I mean, I even started switching to iPhones now just because of how easy they are and how robust they are. I can film in the middle of like a rainstorm or a sandstorm. And so I think filming with an iPhone is going to be just definitely like a leg up just for anybody. The fact that everyone has it in their pocket too is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, that's kind of a good idea for me as well, for some lifting content. How do you separate yourself from the competition in your field? Or is that even something you kind of focus on? Do you kind of just do your own thing? Or is that a thought in the back of your head?
I'd say it kind of has before, but it only hurts things when you focus on your content for like trying to beat other people. I guess I've tried to look at content for like more of like, what do I want to do? What makes me happy? What would I want to do, and how do I want to build an audience that would watch what I would do? So I really focus on how can I tell a good story and like teach people like good motivations, and teach people like good, like make them laugh and take them on a story with me and do fun things. Like, that's kind of more of what I focus on.
And what's the next big goal or big challenge you're trying to conquer with, the Frunk Bros YouTube?
I'd say for us, it's been really hard since, you know, we've been doing it for 8 years. And when we started, me and my brother were living in our parents' house, and now my brother has four kids. What we're trying to focus on is more of just being together, focusing on just spending time together. So that's kind of where I'm at with the Funk Bros, is we just want to be together and kind of look at it as like family doesn't split up just because, you know, his life started with, you know, his family, that we can still be together. But for my channel, I've kind of been focusing more on like kind of the time that I have free with myself, spending time with my friends. For me, the meaning of my life is spending time with friends and family. I find that my number one priority out of anything, because there's never been a really great time you've had by yourself. It's always been with other people.
And do you have any words of wisdom for people who want to take the leap into traveling and doing all these fun things, but they have a little bit of anxiety lingering in the background of something that could go wrong or stuff like that, that is kind of just holding them back from doing what they really want to do?
I would say just really ask yourself that end goal question. Like, if you were literally sitting on your deathbed at the end of your life, what are you going to wish that you did? That's the simplest thing. Just sit on your rocking chair with, like, your entire life gone by. Everyone that you probably have ever known or loved is kind of like slowly passing you, and you're like, damn, dude, I wish I spent time with this person. I wish I spent time doing this. I wish I could actually stand up and run now. Like, you won't even be able to run when you're older. You won't be able to jump in the water and do jumping jacks and go flip and go, you know, go play and go do the things that you've always wanted to do. So that's kind of what I look like. I want to spend the time that I'm doing now to the best of my ability and just enjoy the life that I have right now.
And do you have a idea of mind of kind of leaving a legacy behind, or do you not care about leaving a legacy?
No, I don't really care for that, actually, like, whatsoever. I just care about leaving an impression on someone else's life and knowing that I did the best I could to make sure that they lived the best life that they could too. So spending time with other people.
I have to agree with that too. I think focusing on changing somebody else's life,
then yes, I mean, then that would be sure a legacy, but I don't care about me. I care about helping other people, and I only care about me if it impacts if I'm not happy, you know? So I care about me if I'm happy, right? Or if I'm not happy, is what I should say. But yeah, I would say that's my best answer for that.
Sorry, you cut out a little bit earlier, so I don't know if I fully interrupted you or not. But no, I'd have to agree with that. I think leaving a legacy for other people and changing someone's life, I mean, that's the whole point of my show and kind of what I try to drive behind. And I really appreciate all the insights you're giving today. So where do you see yourself heading in the next 5 to 10 years in the industry? Things change every 3 years when it comes to social media and content. Do you see yourself doing this in 10 years? Do you see yourself, owning your own scooter brand? Like, what do you see?
Oh, that's a good question. Not going to lie, I got cut out, and so I came back in, and I heard you asking, what am I going to be doing in 10 years? The best way to answer what I'm going to be doing in 10 years is simply what is going to make me happier in that time. And obviously, yeah, I'm going to say finances are going to sit there sit at the top because that's how I will feed my family and take care of the people that I love. But if I were to break it down in priority, it's as long as I'm with the friends and family, that's my number one priority, right? And then kind of second of that is making sure I can actually spend time with them, having free time. And then third is going to be finances. And the reason why that's like third in line is because, you know, the finances aren't the most important thing, but as long as I can be with my family and have time for them, that's what's really important, right? Because that's when you're really going to be rich in your life. So then you can really actually do the things that you love with the people that you love, and then maybe have some extra money to, like, take them all to some awesome vacation if you want to. But, yeah, so that's kind of how I'd look at it is what's going to make me happy and how can I be able to get to the goal of being with those three, you know, how, I don't know what to call them, the three things that, you know, I live by, I guess.
Your three pillars, I guess, right?
Yeah, I would say those are three pillars for sure.
So were you always kind of like a I want to make memories guy I just want to be out there in the world and spend time with my family and stuff like that? Was that something that you were kind of born into, or is that something you kind of developed or understood?
See, I don't even know if I was born into it or – I'm not sure if I developed it. I never really thought back like that. I just know it's important to me now, and that's kind of what I focus on, you know? I haven't really thought back into it like that.
No, yeah, I was just curious because I know a lot of people, and I've heard a lot of stories where, they kind of go into certain things with different perspectives and then come out with a different perspective because they experienced something else. So I didn't know if you were kind of similar to that or, if you kind of always had that mindset, because it seems like you are a very memory-driven person, and you want to create the most of things.
Say it's not based on memories, though. It'd be based on just kind of the moment. It's focusing on if someone's unhappy and we're in Hawaii, I'm not focused on let's make the best memory right now. I'm focused on let's make them happy, and then let's focus on being together and being happy, right? And if that does create a good memory, then sure. Then it could be focused on memories, but I'd say it's focused on happiness.
I think that's a very good perspective to look at. I feel like sometimes I as well maybe get caught up in, I'm in a cool environment. I'm trying to make a memory out of it rather than the kind of, I guess that still takes me out of the moment. So I guess you kind of gave me a little bit of insight on that.
That's you being focused on the future instead of the present moment. You're so focused on what your life is supposed to look like instead of what it actually is. And if you're focused in the future, it's going to be really hard for you to just focus on what needs to happen in the present for you to get to where you want to be in the future.
We got about 45 seconds here. Is there anything you would like to leave the audience with? One small thing anyone listening today can do to improve their life and where they can find you at or follow your work.
Another thing to improve people's life that I haven't said already is, don't focus on your past. If you're focused on your past, it's going to be really hard to focus on where you want to go. That's just a bunch of drama. Leave that all behind and start focusing on building exactly where you want to be going. Just live a happy life and just live on. Be who you always wanted to be. Be you and nothing else.
I love it. And where can they find you at, Corey?
They can find me on social media, on my YouTube, which is just Corey Funk. Everything is just my name, CoreyFunk. Pretty easy. Yes, that's my real last name.
I love it. Thank you so much, Corey, for coming on and taking time out of your day. you know, I know you're there with family in California, so it really means a lot. And I'll have you on again. I'll see you guys here right after this break. I'll be right back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. Closing these three segments out. I really appreciate Corey, but it was really cool having someone on that I watched when I was a lot younger, and I want to say inspiration, but someone I watched on a daily basis. It really was cool. But Corey Funk isn't just another content creator, another athlete, or another guy who got lucky. He's a grinder. He took something he loved, whether it was writing, building, or creating, and he turned it into something massive. Over 6.8 million YouTube subscribers and 1.2 million on Instagram, and a fan base that's been built through sheer consistency, creativity, and refusal to settle. But what stood out to me most today is how genuine Corey is. You don't get this level without putting in the hours, but you also don't keep people around without being real. And Corey is as real as it gets. He's proof that you can grow, evolve, and succeed without losing who you are. But here's the thing. None of this matters if you just listen and move on. You've got to act. If today's episode lit a fire in you, don't just sit on it. Whether it's launching that idea, getting back in the gym, or finally taking a risk you've been putting off, now is the time. And the people who succeed aren't the ones that just dream about it. They're the ones who step up and make it happen. And if you got any value from this conversation, share it. I'm on the weekends, same time. And we got the app SOA where you can re-listen to this episode. But I appreciate every single one of you for tuning in. Until next time, stay hungry, stay sharp, and always keep looking for better ways to live better. I'll see you next time.